Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue to share with you on the subject of the blood of Jesus. We've looked at the blood in the Old Testament scriptures. We've seen the fact that in the Old Testament scriptures, it reveals that the blood is a living thing that has a voice and speaks even after death. We understand that the life of the flesh is in the blood. We also see that covenants are made by the shedding of blood. We also see that blood was shown to signify judgment that was going to come. Also, the blood would protect those in covenant relationship with God if they would walk in His ways, of course, and would protect them from the judgment that God brings upon the enemies. We also see that blood was sprinkled upon the people after they committed to do the Word of God, which they heard, and to be obedient to all that God had commanded them to do. We also saw that the blood was covering over the sins of the Israelites under the Old Covenant as the high priest put the blood upon the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies once a year. We also saw that it was applied to Aaron and his sons for cleansing in the ordination into the priesthood. It was also applied to the people's members for cleansing in the trespass offering. We also saw that the two birds alive and clean in the Old Testament revealed Jesus, the slain bird, shedding his blood on the cross, and then the resurrected bird carrying it up to heaven to appear before God as the better sacrifice once and for all to accomplish the redemption. It was also sprinkled on the mercy seat eastward by the high priest as one of the goats for the sin offering, and Jesus fulfilled this as he was the final sacrifice, and his blood went down on the westward side of the mercy seat. We also saw it was represented by the scarlet thread, which protected Rahab and her house from the destruction when the Israelites came to take the land that God had given unto them. So we've looked at these Old Testament scriptures which show you about the blood, all pointing towards what Jesus Christ has done for us. In the New Testament, the blood of Jesus has brought us into covenant relationship, redemption, being able to draw nigh unto God. It brought us to the place of justification or righteousness, a washing from our own sins. It brings us peace and reconciliation. We've been purchased into the church of God through the redemptive work. We're bought with a price. We're not our own. It brings forth eternal life so that we're dwelling in God and us in Him. It also gives us boldness to enter into the presence of God and a purging of our conscience to serve the living God, sanctification. And it also speaks of mercy instead of judgment and a means whereby God can make us perfect through His Word to do His will. Also, we can have fellowship with God, with one another, and the ability to overcome the accusations of the devil against us day and night. That's all through what the blood of Jesus Christ does for us. Now, we're to have faith in His blood, believing and knowing what it's done for us through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and the ratification of the new covenant. We also have faith in His blood and what it continually does for us daily as we walk with God according to His Word. Now Romans 3, verse 24 and 25 says this, "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God." So the application of the blood in the life of the believer comes through obedience to God's Word. In fact, 1 Peter 1:2 says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ." The Scripture is addressing the elect, and those are the born-again ones, the church. And it says, through sanctification of the Spirit, the elect are to be obedient and to be sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. What are we believers in Christ to obey? We're to obey the Word of God. When a believer is obedient to the Word, then he is automatically sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. Notice that the obedience comes first in 1 Peter 1, verse 2, and then the sprinkling of the blood follows. Now remember, we saw in Exodus 24 previously in the Old Testament where blood was sprinkled upon the people after they heard the Word of God that was read by Moses from the Old Covenant. And remember, as they heard the Word, then they said that they would do it and committed to obey all that He commanded them. Then Moses sprinkled the people with the blood. So commitment to obedience came first, and then the blood was applied. It's the same in the New Covenant. Obedience to the Word of God must come first, then the blood of Jesus is sprinkled and applied to us. Now, another thing we need to look at. Who sprinkled the blood in the Old Testament? Moses did it. Who is Moses a type of? Moses is a type of Christ in Scripture. So Moses, a type of Christ, is the one who applied the blood to the people. Notice, the people did not apply the blood to themselves. That's an important point. Just as Moses applied the blood to the people when they obeyed the word in the Old Testament, so also does Jesus apply the blood to believers in the New Testament when they obey the word of God. This is clearly confirmed in 1 John 1:7. Let me read that again. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. We walk in the light when we walk in line with God's word. The result of walking in the light of God's word is that the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to us, cleansing us from all sin. This is done automatically by Jesus. Jesus is the one who does it. You and I don't do anything to apply the blood to ourselves. It is automatically applied by Jesus, he's the one that does it, to believers as they walk in line with the word of God. Now, the Greek word for cleanseth is a particular word which is in the present tense. This is important because the present tense in the Greek denotes continuous and repeated action of the verb. This means that as believers walk in the word of God, the blood automatically applied by Jesus continually cleanses us from all sin. In other words, the blood has a continual effect of keeping us cleansed from all sin so that we stay in continual fellowship with the Lord. This, of course, does not mean that we cannot sin. We can sin if we do something contrary to God's word. Now, what happens to the believer when he sins? 1 John 5:17 says, all unrighteousness is sin. And what's the answer? 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When a believer disobeys God's word by doing something unrighteous, he sins. So what's the effect of a sin? It's a breaking of fellowship with the Lord. And so in order to restore fellowship with the Lord, the believer is instructed to confess his sins. When he confesses his sins to the Lord, then he is faithful, who the Lord is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, how does he cleanse us from all unrighteousness as a result of sin? He does it by applying his blood to our sins, which washes them away. To understand how this actually happens, look at 1 John 2:1. Verse 1 says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. This scripture says that if we sin, we have an advocate here, Jesus Christ the righteous. And what's an advocate? The Greek word for advocate is parakletos, which means one called to one side to give aid. It's used in a court of justice to refer to a legal counselor or an attorney who's going to plead one's case before the judge. So Jesus is in reality our heavenly attorney who defends us, pleading our case before the Father, who is the heavenly judge. Now when we confess our sins, his blood is sprinkled upon us, and we are cleansed from our sins and determined to be not guilty before the accuser, of course, who is Satan. Thus Jesus is our heavenly attorney. He defends us before the accuser of the brethren. Let's look at that Revelation 12:10-11 that we mentioned before. Verse 10 says, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. So here, the accuser of the brethren, who is Satan, accuses believers before God day and night. What's he accused believers of? He accuses them of their sins. And in verse 11, the Bible indicates that believers overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb. In what way did they overcome him? They overcame Satan's accusations. How? They overcame his accusations by the blood of the Lamb. Now, how were they able to do that? It's because the blood of the Lamb washed their sins away so that Satan's accusations were not successful. They also overcame Satan's accusations by the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony shows forth that they had confessed their sins, they received forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. It also shows that they walked in the light of the word of God, maintaining fellowship with the Lord. So because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we overcome Satan's accusations against us. What causes the application of the blood to occur in our life? The blood is applied when we confess our sins and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness as we act on 1 John 1:9. It is also applied to us when we walk in the light of the Word of God, according to 1 John 1:7, with the result that the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all sin. Thus, the blood is applied when we confess our sins and or walk in the light of the Word of God. Now, who applies the blood? Jesus applies the blood. When is it applied by Jesus? It's applied whenever we confess our sins and or when we walk in the light of the Word of God. Notice that the blood of Jesus is applied to a person's life by Jesus, not applied by the person. Do we do anything with the blood to cause it to be sprinkled and applied to us? The answer is no. Jesus applied the blood, not us. We have our part to play, which is to confess our sins and or walk in the light of the Word of God. Then Jesus has his part to play, which is to apply the blood to continually keep us cleansed from all sin. Where is the blood? It's in heaven. Where is it applied? It's applied in heaven, not on earth. Do believers apply the blood? No. It's Jesus who applies the blood. Now, I've taken this time and gone over this point by point to really drive this home, because most people in the body of Christ have taught that believers are supposed to apply the blood to their own lives. That is false teaching. In fact, there's so many false teachings and traditions of men taught about the blood, and we're going to be discussing those in another broadcast. It's important that we understand what we've seen here in the New Testament. We've seen that Jesus taught that his blood would be shed for the remission of sins, that his blood would bring forth a new covenant. His precious blood was the ransom price it was paid to accomplish eternal redemption. Through his blood, we have relationship in the new covenant when we receive him as Lord and Savior. We've been purchased back and rescued from spiritual death under the dominion of Satan. Now, we're not our own because we've been bought with a ransom price, the price of his blood. His blood brought us reconciliation. It brings righteousness, sanctification, peace, eternal life with God. It also provides us a means to dwell in God, to have boldness to enter into the presence of God, to serve him because of the purging of our conscience from dead works, and to have continual fellowship with the Lord. Through the blood of the new covenant, God makes us perfect through his word to do his will. And we have faith in his blood when we believe and know what he's done for us. We also have faith in his blood and what it continually does for us daily as we walk with God according to his word. The blood is applied in our life by Jesus from the mercy seat in heaven. If we sin, we confess our sins. Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And our sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus. The blood is also applied when we walk in the light of his word so that we have fellowship with him, and the blood of Jesus continually keeps us cleansed of all sin. Now remember, when we confess our sins and or walk in the light of the word, his blood is automatically applied to us by Jesus. So when we're accused of sin by Satan, Jesus, our heavenly attorney, he defends us, pleads our case before the Father as the heavenly judge, and we overcome Satan's accusations against us because of the blood which has been applied to us when we confess our sins or walk in the light of the word. And we overcome Satan's accusations because of the word of our testimony that shows forth we've confessed our sins and that we do walk continually in the word of God. Thus we're declared not guilty because of the blood of the Lamb which has been automatically applied to us by Jesus, and because of the word of our testimony that we've confessed our sins and walk in the light of the word of God, maintaining fellowship with God. Praise God for the blood of Jesus. I want to make available the book, Understanding the Blood of Jesus, for $6, postage paid. If you would like to get it, please call me at 602-279-5212. Again, to get it, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.